For decades, Bedouins have been on the move, looking for grazing land, water, and better living conditions. In the occupied West Bank, they're moving for safety reasons. More than 30 families from the Ain Samia community near Ramallah are packing up their belongings and leaving the place they've called home for 40 years. Naif Ka'abna says the increase in Israeli settler attacks is making it impossible for him and his family to stay.
My children are scared. They get nightmares about settlers. If we get hurt, is it worth it? Land is precious, but it's not more important than the lives of my children. If I try to defend myself, I'll be hurt. And if I don't, I'll be losing as well.
Illegal Israeli settlements and outposts are surrounding the community. Hamad Ka'abna says settlers have become more and more violent towards Palestinians.
The Israeli police used to come when we call and complain. Settlers used to leave. But now it's a different story. They call the settlers and threaten to come, but they don't. So the settlers end up staying, attacking us and stealing our herds.
The Israeli military has issued demolition orders for their homes, some of which are funded by the European Union. This video shows what the community looked like last year. 200 Palestinians lived here with their herds. Now, they have all left. It took Israeli settlers only a few hours to move in. They prevented our team from filming and ordered us to leave, then threatened and chased us away for a few kilometers. Palestinians call this Israeli policy silent transfer, meant to force Palestinians off their land and bring in settlers instead. This transfer of citizens is considered illegal under international law.
You can see how the settlers and Bashir administration works together. The settlers are building the outpost. Bashir administration is issuing the demolition orders and demolishing and shrinking the ability of these communities to exist altogether. No water, no electricity, no construction.
Now the community is trying to start over. Some have moved to Al Mghayr, a village about 6 kilometers away. They say they're here seeking a safer place for their families. With the rising number of settler attacks, even that might not be guaranteed. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the Occupied West Bank.